In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I just moved my oldest daughter back into college for her second year, and my youngest is now driving, so there's no more commuting for me.
But are you feeling like worried now that she's driving on her own?
Oh, yeah, I'm terrified.
Yeah, there's a lot of times I look at the dog where I'm like, oh, I just did that thing, and you're going to do that again every time, aren't you? Like, it's always a thing that I don't want him to do, too.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a golden retriever.
Oh.
He's really precious.
Here's the question. Do you let it sleep in the bed with you?
No, I do not.
Wow. Yet.
Yeah, I was
cruel, cold-hearted person.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to tell me I was doing the right thing.
Has any dog ever lost this battle?
Also, we're
there are some, but I have never been able to do it. It's okay, buddy.
We have a golden retriever, too. We started, like, we let him do everything, but I feel like we're not allergic, but my wife was having a tough time, so, and he sheds a lot, so it's like now he can't, and it's probably very confusing for him.
Here's the thing. The crate was in my room, and that was like a whole thing. I was sleeping like crap because we were getting up, and then he started sleeping through the night, but he moves around so much, and then he would start whining, and I'd be like, oh, I gotta go get it. Like, so one night I was like, I'm just going to leave him in the crate downstairs and see what happens. And I felt like the worst person in the world. I was like, you're a monster. You left this tiny puppy downstairs. But honestly, I slept great and so did he.
Oh, yeah.
So he's staying downstairs right now. I think eventually he'll probably move upstairs.
Yeah.
But like in the past when I've had a dog, I sleep like shit when the dog is in the bed.
Yeah.
Because they're moving around and then I wake. Yeah. Like I'm not a deep sleeper.
He'll eventually grow to love the crate too. Like that'll be like a safe spot for him.
He does. Yeah, he does. Honestly, he's done great in the crate. So many people were like, you are going to have to sleep on the floor next to that dog. And I was like, it's a dog. I'm not doing that. Like if you did that, you already screwed up. But anyway, enough about my puppy. I want to talk about this new album, Barbara. First, I would love a life update from everyone because I think, Brad, you got married this summer.
I'm married, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. 3-4 months ago.
How was the wedding?
It was amazing. We got married in the Virgin Islands. It was, you know, small, 60 people on a little island called Sandy Spit. It was beautiful, not too sunny, didn't rain. It was great. It was just nice to see both sides of the family together and can't say anything bad about it.
That's great.
I have a really hard time at weddings, and I loved Brad's wedding.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, you loved being in tropical paradise. And
I did love it.
Number one.
Why do I like this one better?
Yeah, why is this wedding so much
better?
Why
do you have a hard time at weddings, and why did you like Brad's better?
All the, like the ceremony stuff. I feel like, and even like each step of the whole wedding process, like reception and the pre-whatever dinner and all that stuff, like I don't know the way other people do that, like, well, this is just what happens. So I'm surprised by every step of the wedding. And then everyone looks at me, it feels like going, how come you don't know this is what's supposed to happen? Brad's whole wedding was just like a kind of like very laid back, casual celebration of this beautiful couple.
We tried to make it easy. Ceremony. Yeah. Thank you for
that's like
noticing.
The best compliment that you can get about hosting a wedding.
Yeah.
I know.
It was the best wedding.
Well done.
Thank you.
Trevor, what about you? What's new in your world?
What's new in my world is this album.
Yeah. Like, do I have a life outside of this?
Consumed by life, but in a great way. And I have two kids in college now, and then the other two are at the same school, so there's a lot less commuting and driving. So it's
oh my gosh, you have like made it through that phase of life that is so difficult.
Crazy.
There's nothing worse. One of my best friends is like, driving kids back and forth. They're in different sports, different schools. And all she lives in the car.
Oh, yeah. I'm like an Uber driver without getting paid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tim McGraw talks about that
a lot.
You get
paid in hugs.
Yeah. Are you getting paid in hugs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
My daughter controls the playlist, too, so I learn a lot of new music. So.
That's great.
Yeah.
Matt, what about you?
Same. Just, you know, I just moved my oldest daughter back into college for her second year. Mm-hmm. And my youngest is now driving, so there's no more commuting for me. She can, wow. So there's a whole new level of freedom in the mornings at my house for sure.
I bet. But are you feeling like worried now that she's driving on her own?
Oh, yeah, terrified.
I was gonna say, like, you've got all this free time now to just think about and ruminate about her driving around in this car by herself. And Jeff?
I also just sent a kid to college. My daughter is her first year, so that was kind of an exciting, terrifying experience, yeah.
Right. Well, at least you had these guys who have done it before to
for sure.
We got it completely right.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you did.
Yeah, yeah, they all sat me down there like,
what was
Jeff,
the advice that they gave you? Don't do this.
Right.
Amazing. All right. Well, let's talk about the album. We will talk about who Barbara is in a second, but first, talk about what Barbara is, the album, these 13 songs.
Kind of one and the same, honestly. The Barbara, you know, if you look at the album cover, she's the visual representation of this album. You know, that you can see immediately that she has a lot of stories to tell, and there are a lot of stories on this album. So we explored a lot of different subject matter that we haven't touched on in the life of this band yet. So it was a fun way to kind of visually represent that, the silliness that's on there that we have certainly always have had, but also, you know, she's got some wisdom to her. You definitely want to hear what she has to say.
Okay, but like, how did Barbara come to be? Because when I saw you guys at the release party, I said to Matt, I was like, I can't wait to know the story behind Barbara. He's like, there isn't one. We just thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, it's just funny.
So
that actually is the story. From? Barbara had been around for a while, that album title name, which we did just create as a joke. And then we were about to name it Late Great Heartbreak, and then we just decided at the 11th hour to go back to our comedic roots and just name it Barbara.
Who pitched this to the label and how did it go?
Actually, they were there.
Really?
Yeah. I think they missed, like, back in the, when we first started and we handed in an album called Meat and Candy, they were baffled at why we would do such a thing.
And the album cover.
Yeah. And it was a new thing for them, especially in the country world, to have, first of all, the artist not be on the cover. And then this weird name like Meat and Candy. And then the next one was Happy Endings, same kind of thing. We kind of drifted away from that a little bit, but once they kind of learned who we are as people and our personalities and learned that actually works really well, they were like, hey guys, can we go back to that kind of side of you
again
a little bit?
Yeah.
I mean, they lit up, the people from Sony lit up when we were talking about the potential for the album cover. Like, well, it could be this, you know, woman with the boa and then the chair, and they were like, we have to do this. Yeah. So it really kind of
did you have to be there in like the auditioning finding of Barbara, or like did we have a Barbara in mind?
We had well, once we told them what we were looking for, they sent us a bunch of headshots, and it was over email. We were all separate, and it was so fun to watch the email responses come back, because normally there's like a lot of discussion about anything over email, anything, and this was like, we all picked the same woman. It was like, boom, boom, boom. Shalene, right down the line. It was great. She's clearly
That's
was the
incredible.
Right person.
She was definitely Barbara.
She was.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no question. Anyone's
yeah, we were
Barbara.
Like, even, and that is her.
Even like the label responded, we're like, we think so too. That's perfect. Yeah.
I love this. What is the song on the album that has like the craziest story, that's been around the longest, barely made it out? Like there's always, I feel like, at least one like that.
Trying to think. Well, the one that's been around the longest is probably Man of the Song. We actually wrote that and recorded it. Well, we recorded it in the same session that we recorded Coming Home. You know, that song was for the collection that we put out of a lot of our hits and stuff. But we knew that song was really important to us, and so we didn't put it on there because we just felt like it would get lost. Mm-hmm. So we saved it. And lots of times, as songwriters, we just move on to the next thing pretty quickly, and we don't look back too much. But that one stuck around, and for like a year and a half, 2 years, that song was just there was no burn to it. We just loved it. So we knew that one was definitely going to make it on there.
There's something about it, and I know the subject matter isn't like really similar, but there's something about it that reminds me of One Man Band.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
They're cousins, or they're related somehow. They're in the same sphere, era, whatever that is. When I listen to it, it gives me the same type of feeling.
There's definitely a musical thread there.
Mm-hmm.
The emotional ride, whatever's built into those chords and everything.
I mean, also, you know, based on a band.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. A musician.
Which, speaking of one man band, I was there when you guys got presented the plaque that is now 9 times platinum.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild.
Isn't that wild? Yeah. It has been really fun to watch like everybody graduate into this class of all these new diamond certified songs. And when I saw that come out, I was like, I'm so excited that that's going to happen to you guys here in not so long. And that it's going to be that song. Like,
yeah, it's pretty crazy to think.
That's so special.
Yeah, that song is just the gift that keeps on giving, man. Yeah. It's really a beautiful thing that has happened to us. You can't predict that kind of thing. And we're grateful for that song every single night.
Yeah. You guys have been out on this incredible tour. I got to see a stop of it at Windy City Smokeout, where you guys actually made my childhood SNL dreams come true when you brought out the Blues Brothers.
That's crazy.
Like, getting to meet Belushi backstage, I was like, what is happening?
I'm glad
right
you
now?
Enjoyed that.
Yeah.
There was some, what
There's
happened?
There's a demographic
with that?
There. I think, you know, it was really fun for us and for some of the people in the crowd, the Chicago natives, but some of the younger audience was kind of like, What's happening right now? Can you play Snapback, please?
I told Trevor this last week when I saw you guys, but I was like walking through the crowd and these girls ran by and they were like, excuse me, ma'am. And I was like, oh, is there like an old lady who's standing? And I was like, oh my, I like stopped for a second and I know the way that I looked at them was like so evil and they probably thought, oh, we bumped into her. I was like, ma'am, are you kidding me?
Actually,
speaking
of like taking my kid to college, I got served so hard that day. Sir, excuse me, sir. And I was like, oh no.
I know official. It's like my college age daughter, she's senior in college and it's like her friends, I see them at, you know, college, older, they're about to graduate, adults. And then it's like when one of them calls me Mr. Rosa and I'm like, oh my God, I feel like ancient.
You're like, please don't do that. Like, you're so polite, but please don't. What have been some of the other highlights from tour that you guys have really enjoyed?
You know, we just really love seeing all the signs that people bring. You know, there's people get super creative. So some of them are, they've really put some time into putting their request out there. There was a really cool one that was a beer can in the truck bed sign the other day, and it was this really elaborate drawing of a truck bed, but then they had put a can that was hanging from it and it looked like it was rolling around in the bed. And so that's always super cool. And people have been dressing up as Barbara.
The Barbara has been wild.
Yeah.
I was saying to Matt last week, I was like, it's funny to me that people don't, like, Barbara could be a villain. Like, we don't know anything about Barbara yet. The album's not out. It reminded me when Thomas Rhett put out that song, Marry Me, and everyone's like, I'm going to walk down the aisle to this. And he was like, it's not even out. You can't walk down the aisle to this song. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's been so fun. And didn't you guys do a Barbara lookalike contest?
That's coming up.
That's tomorrow,
I think. Yeah. Okay. Are you prepared to, like, judge all of these women who think they're Barbara?
Or dudes, actually. Or dudes. The last show we did, a couple came up and sat on the couch dressed as Barbara, and whenever I have a break in playing, I walk up and say hi to everybody, and I went to shake the first Barbara's hand and it was a dude hand. And I wasn't ready to like hold a dude's hand and see Barbara, but he did a great job.
He nailed it.
Oh my gosh, this is gonna be so much fun.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Back to the signs when you were talking about that. One of the things for me, like, I have a hard time talking and reading at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
How hard is that for you when you're trying to read the signs, but also...
It's actually very hard. Like, when I'm playing and people are, like, holding up signs, it is, like, I'm, like, looking at it, but it's not, like, computing in my brain,
can't quite
you know?
Read right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, and sometimes they're, like, they're they're very clever, and so they've incorporated the song title or just lyrics into the sign. So you are kind of like reading a couple sentences and then trying to decode what song they want.
What song they want.
Which is not what you want to do when you're trying to entertain.
Yeah. Or, yeah. The worst people. Is like when they hold up their phone and they're like 15 rows back and the print is like kind of small. Yeah. And I'm like,
I love the people that are holding up the phone but don't realize that the screen is turned off.
I've got something on there really important.
I always feel bad when I make eye contact with the signs. We'll be playing. I look around and I see signs and I feel like once I lock eyes, I have to be like, oh, that's a good one. I'm not really sure if we'll get to it, but I feel like I have to
It's like when people call me for requests, I'm like, that's coming right up, buddy. Right. Yeah. I got you. Have you had any of the signs yet where people are like, draw my tattoo? Like, I feel like that's become a big thing.
Oh, yeah, we get that
a
lot. We get
what do
that
you draw?
A lot. Nothing. I typically don't do that. I'm like, hey, I'm not going to be the source of your bad decision here. You know,
which,
like,
is kind of, which is kind of a bummer since you do have a degree in illustration.
I do. But yeah, I'm a little busy.
What?
I do have a degree in illustration. Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god! Do you like? Do you draw a lot? Like, do you
not a lot? Is but sometimes when we have some off time at home, which is never.
Yeah. Right. You did some great work
I'll dabble.
On the bus.
Yeah, we did. We did some great work on the bus. It was a collaborative, collaborative illustration that's still hanging on our bus that we can't talk
it's
about
a,
on the radio.
A little riff on a Skull and Crossbones.
Yes.
Okay, got it. What were you planning on doing with that? Because this was obviously before like
with
music
the degree?
Took off. Yeah, with the degree in illustration.
Well, I wasn't good at anything else. So I knew...
This is how I ended up talking to
you. Yeah. I, you know, I wasn't a big school person. Mm-hmm. And so I thought maybe I wasn't going to go to college. And then I was like, well, I'll go to community college for a year and just kind of see. And then I realized really quickly that I did not want to live at home anymore. And I was pretty good at art. And I loved art, was very passionate about it. So that seemed like a path for me to maybe have a career in some way, shape, or form and something that I'd love to do. So I went to VCU and studied illustration, but the whole time was playing music. And by the end of it, I realized that I couldn't kind of halfway do both of them. If I wanted to be successful in something, I was going to have to dedicate all of my energy to one or the other.
Yeah.
And music won out.
That's so interesting though. Like how fun that you've like,
yeah, it was really fun to study and I'm really glad I did it.
That's awesome. We're obviously playing a bunch of your songs while you're on the show this week, but I know that all of you guys, you write a ton of music. And I wanted to ask like, what's your favorite song that you've written that the band hasn't cut that maybe like another artist has? So I always get excited like when I see one of your names like on a credit.
It would be easy to pick one of the hits, like Sangria was a big song. But
oh
there's
my God,
a, there's
you wrote Sangria?
Yes.
I'd like
I sure did.
Wow, good for you, Joe.
Thank you. But there's one that Keith Urban cut that was not a single called Come Back to Me.
That song's awesome.
I love that song.
Yeah, kind of in that thread too. I'll you know, like he said, it's kind of easy to pick a hit. But there was a song that Luke Bryan recorded called Goodbye Girl of mine that I was always, I always loved that song so much and was so excited. It was the classic story of like, it's going to be the single. And then it wasn't at the last minute.
Right.
Yeah, there's a Luke Bryan one of mine too called Just Over that I thought was pretty cool. That was on a record, but never was a single or anything.
Actually, I had a Luke too called Scarecrows, which was a really cool song.
It's gonna
well,
be so
I had
hard.
It. No,
it's actually, Randy Houser cut a song of mine called "Whiskey Sippy" that I love.
Whiskey
it's
Sippy.
A jam. I thought it would be a single, and it wasn't. But
it's gotta be it's so hard jam. When you get that call, like especially in the early days of songwriting. Like this is gonna be a single, and then it doesn't.
Well, it was
happen.
Funny. At one point, Trevor and I, both had Ben Perry songs on the same album, and they were both in the running for the single for the first single of the album. And like, I'd get the call one day that it was gonna be me, and then he would get the call that it was gonna be him, and then finally he won out. So
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That was so Better funny. Dig too. That was my first number one.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Good to know. We have Russell Dickerson on the show the week after you guys. I'm curious, have you spent much time with him? Do you have any Russell stories?
I've written with him a couple times. He actually, he recorded a song that me, him, and Ryan Hurd wrote together not too long ago. He's a nice guy. Yeah.
Really silly. Right. Yeah. I haven't seen Ryan Hurd in forever either. You said that name and I'm like, oh, what's Ryan up to?
He's just kind of floating around. Doing his thing.
Like doing he always thing. Does.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Russell's a great guy. I mean, we haven't gotten to play a lot of shows with him, but whenever you cross paths, he's got such good energy. He's just
he
a
really
happy.
Does.
He's a happy guy, man. He's a really positive person.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for coming in to talk all about Barbara. I love the album. I listened to it a couple times through and like always enjoy it. You know,
thank
I'm a big
you.
Fan of the music that you guys make. So thank you for the time today. We appreciate
thank you.
It.
Thank you. Yeah.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.